Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Cassie Pearson, superintendent of Knoxville Schools, about graduation and school board issues.
We're very excited that our Knoxville High School students will be graduating here on Sunday, May 22nd, 2 p.m. in the high school gymnasium. Expecting a large crowd, just like always. We've got some just wonderful seniors who have shown some great leadership this year in our building, and we're excited for them to be able to wrap up their high school career and start looking forward to their future.
These kinds of things, I mean, what does it mean every year being able to see a class graduate and move on out of the district? And
it's always exciting because students have worked so hard for so long, and this is really one of the first, I would say, big public accomplishments that they get to celebrate with their family. Being able to walk across that stage and know that they've earned the diploma that they're getting, and that it's allowing them a lot of new opportunities in their lives. Anymore in today's world, it takes a high school diploma to get a lot of basic jobs, even to go into any certificate or training courses, or to go to a community college or a state university, of course. So trying to really emphasize to kids how important it is to be resilient and persistent, stick with their courses. Not all students love coming to school. They would rather stay and work on the farm, stay home and play video games, or actually even go to work. Some of them would really rather do more hands-on things than coming to a school building and being contained by four walls some days. But the fact that they have really stuck with it and put the time in, did the learning that they needed to do, because we do have some pretty rigorous requirements. Students anymore don't have the luxury of easy schedules. We expect them to take classes in high school for all eight periods out of the AB block scheduling. And so they've had a busy year this year as seniors, getting all their courses finished up. And when they get a walk across that stage, I think it really does show on their face how proud they are of all they've accomplished. And to listen to them reminisce about all the fun that they've had, whether it was through middle school or high school. We will have several students who will give speeches that day, and those are probably my favorite part of graduation, listening to their memories and listening to their classmates chuckle along with them as they remember as well. And so being able to spend that afternoon together as a class one final time before they all kind of spread and go different directions and pursue different interests, it's always an exciting time. And I also watching the faces of their family members. I know a lot of parents who are relieved when that day comes and awfully proud of their kids as well. We are so grateful to have so many Panthers in our family, and when they accomplish big things like hitting that graduation mark, that's really important to us.
I understand that Bravo Concert Series, some of the people involved with that, kind of a report on their activities coming up here in the future.
They did. The Bravo Concert Series now will be getting ready to kick off its third year, and we're very excited for them. We did approve a contract for the first set of performers. That date is going to be September 8th, which is a Thursday. I highly encourage people to put that on their calendar. I'm not going to ruin the surprise and tell them who it is, but I think a lot of people in town will really be excited. I believe sometime in June they'll do the unveiling of who the artist is that's coming in. And so we've started planning for next year's series. Having the KPAC has been a huge addition to both the school system and the community. Being able to support the fine arts and bring in some pretty big name artists, I think, has been fun. And this past year, they had quite a nice audience for all three of the concert series that they did. And we look forward to next year.
And I know you did some sales of use tax and refunding bonds for the school. And could you tell us about that?
We did. We refinanced some of the bonds that we had sold for the one of our past building projects. The refinancing will actually save our taxpayers about $125,000. So we feel that's really important. And that's strictly because interest rates are that much lower than they were when we actually originally sold those bonds. So we're excited to be able to save that kind of money that could go towards a different project and actually not towards interest. We'd also like to remind all of our parents and daycare providers that our last day of school at Knoxville will be on Friday, May 27th at 11 a.m. Kids are already talking about it and excited. They've got a lot of learning to do before then, but we are excited to celebrate that last day of this school year on May 27th at 11 a.m.
Thanks again to Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a great farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information 24 hours a day, on air and online at knia.krls.com.